KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly sunny and 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today, a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston Monday afternoon arrested 34-year-old John Foster of Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense. Foster was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $2,000 bond. And the Harlan Police Department reports 71-year-old Michael Childs of Harlan was taken into custody on August 2nd when officers were called to investigate an accident at the 1900 block of 19th Street. The investigation determined a 2014 Mercedes driven by Childs collided with a 2014 Chevrolet truck parked on 19th Street. The truck was registered to Jared Mathiason of Harlan. Damage from the crash amounted to $16,000. Childs was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. He was also cited for failure to maintain control. On August the 3rd, an unidentified 17-year-old male was cited for a curfew violation in Harlan when he was observed riding a bicycle in the 700 block of Court Street at around 2:30 a.m. The city has an ordinance that says children under the age of 18 must be off the public streets, out of the public parks, and otherwise be at a private residence between the hours of 12:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. The male was cited and released to his mother. And on August the 3rd, Harlan police arrested 55-year-old Lee Hansen of Elkhorn following a traffic stop. Hansen was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred. On August the 4th, Harlan police were called to investigate vandalism to a truck in the 1300 block of Grand Avenue. There are no suspects in that case, and the investigation continues. Audubon County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Jensen reports Audubon County Secondary Roads will be closing a one-mile section of 190th Street this week due to road surface and culvert work. The work zone is located between the 1,000 block of 190th Street from Yellowwood Road to Bluebird Avenue. The construction project is expected to begin tomorrow and last about 2 weeks, weather permitting. And during the project, crews will be repairing culverts, cleaning ditches, and regrading the road. During most of the project, 1012 190th Street will only be accessible from the west. However, the intersection of Yellowwood Road and 190th will also be undergoing some work, so you should prepare to plan alternate routes for emergency response to nearby residences. If you have any questions, you can contact the Audubon County Engineer's Office at 563-4286. The Iowa side of a pedestrian bridge that connects Omaha to Council Bluffs has reopened. The bridge reopened Tuesday after closing early Monday for construction work. The Iowa side of the bridge had been scheduled to remain closed until 6 p.m. Tuesday, but officials say work near the entrance of Tom Hanovan River's Edge Park in Council Bluffs was completed early. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved approximately $6.3 million for the fiscal year 2017 State Aviation Program, which includes several sub-programs. Airport Development Project funds approved included $133,650 for the resurfacing and overlay of a runway at the Mount Air Municipal Airport, nearly $175,000 for the removal of obstructions and runway safety area grading at the Winterset Municipal Airport, and $7,000 for hangar updates at the Denison Municipal Airport. A collision Sunday afternoon in Mills County resulted in one person being transported to the hospital. Mills County Sheriff's Office said 73-year-old Marvin Powells of Glenwood was taken by Silver City Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha after the car he was driving was hit on the passenger side by a 2012 Honda. The driver of the Honda, 43-year-old John Pekes of Omaha, was not hurt. Deputies cited Pekes for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. The accident happened around 2 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of 221st Street and Barris Road. And Iowans are being reminded to be aware of phone calls from someone claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service. One of the would-be scammers called a radio station in southwest Iowa recently, and the entire call was recorded.
Sir, the reason behind the call was to inform you that there is a lawsuit filed against your name by the IRS regarding the tax evasion. Are you aware about this lawsuit before?
When the radio station employee said no, the caller began with the scam.
We came to know that there were some miscalculations, some errors in your tax filing. I'm not blaming on you that you have not paid your taxes. I know that you pay your tax regularly. But sir, the amount which you're filing as your tax to the government was not correct. You were filing some of the wrong amount, some of the miscalculated amount which you actually have to pay to the government as your tax.
The caller didn't like being questioned.
I want to notify you that this line has been recorded and monitored by the IRS. so please do not interrupt me and listen to me very carefully. Once I will complete my part, after that, I will give you time to ask me the question, but till the time, you have to listen to me very carefully.
The scammer claimed the IRS was owed nearly $39,000, or $3,900 it is, which needed to be paid immediately. And upon being informed that he'd called a radio station and that the conversation was recorded, he hung up. Iowans are warned not to give that sort of information, personal information, out to any such caller, and just to hang up. And the IRS, as a reminder, does not conduct business in that sort of manner on the phone. It's all done by mail. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.